fishermen. Chapter 5. The genie finished his story. The old fisherman did not know what to say. It was unfair. He thought he found a treasure, but he found death. He did a good thing, and his reward was death. "This is not fair," he cried to the genie. "I was kind to you, and you tell me I must die? I beg you, think again. Take back your promise. Forgive me, and God will forgive you. Save my life, and God will save yours. It is possible to save me now. You do not need to keep your promise." But the genie was cruel and did not change his mind. "You must die. Choose how you die," he told the old fisherman. The old fisherman began to cry and begged, "I have a wife and three children and their children. They need me and will die without me. Think again and remember how I helped you."
"That is why I must kill you," said the genie. "I promised to kill that man. You freed me, and you must die."
"So you reward good with evil?" asked the old fisherman.
"You are wasting time," said the genie. "How do you want to die?" The old fisherman knew the genie's heart was cold and cruel. He thought hard. He needed a plan to save his life.
"I agree. I must die," he said slowly. "Before I choose how to die, I want to ask you a question. Tell me the answer by the name Solomon wrote on that jar."
Then the genie was afraid. He looked at the name Solomon wrote on the jar. He knew he must answer any question.
"Ask me," the genie said, "and I swear I will tell you the answer."
The old fisherman looked at the jar and the genie.
"Look at the pot and look at you. How did you fit in the jar? I do not believe your whole body was in the jar."
The genie replied,
"Of course it was all in the jar. You saw me. You must believe me. I swore on the name on the jar." "I do not trust you, and I do not believe you," said the old fisherman. "If it was true, do it again. Show me. I will not believe it unless you go in the jar again."
The genie then changed into smoke and went back inside the jar. His voice came from far away.
"Do you believe me now?"
The old fisherman did not answer, but took the lid and quickly fixed it on the jar.
"Now, genie, it is your turn to beg from me. You can choose how to die." "No, I can choose. I will throw the pot back into the sea. I can make a sign to tell the fishermen, 'Do not open this jar. There is a wicked genie inside, and he will kill you.'"
The genie tried to get out of the jar, but he could not. He knew the old fisherman had the power.
"It was a joke," cried the genie. "I would not kill you."
The old fisherman did not listen.
"You have no power now, genie. You are going into the sea. You can stay there forever. I begged you for my life. You did not listen. And now I will not listen to you."
The genie tried again in a soft voice.
"I promise, dear fisherman, I will make you rich. Free me and have anything you want."
But the fisherman was not a fool.
"I will not let you out. You are going into the sea. I will only show you the mercy you showed me."